Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Dave Sterrett, who is the general editor of a new book, and it's more than just a book. It's called We Choose Life. One of the contributors is Lila Rose, also Scott Klusendorf, and also Rebecca Kiesling, whom we had on the program a couple of months ago. She was the product of rape. We Choose Life is got a very important message to young people. Dave, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you, Jerry. It's great to be on your show again.
So I understand that this is more than just a book. This is a movement, you hope.
Well, it is. I mean, several years ago when I was the co-author of the book called I Am Second, we had a lot of individuals share their story. And I'm an apologist. I've, you know, spoken at many universities.
By the way, can you just tell us what you mean, I Am Second? What did that mean?
Well, I Am Second was a campaign that was funded by Norm Miller. In Dallas, we had a lot of individuals, you know, people from sports and people who were very successful in their field. And yet there was something missing. They realized that they really weren't, they didn't have it all together, and they needed forgiveness. They needed the gospel. They needed Christ. And so I Am Second was kind of a campaign to attract those who had not stepped foot into the church. It was an evangelistic campaign. And so I co-authored a book with Thomas Nelson Publishers. Doug Bender and I worked together, and we allowed many individuals to share their testimony, their story. And it was around this time about
okay, so Jesus is first, I Am Second. That's the point.
Yes,
so okay.
Jesus is first, I Am Second. That's kind of the emphasis of it. And, you know, the campaign was pretty successful. And it was around that time, Jerry, that I started thinking about the abortion holocaust. I went to a great church, but just down the street from me in a very nice neighborhood was an abortion facility. And not too far from that was another abortion facility, a Planned Parenthood. And so I wanted to do something. So my friend Carmen Pate, who's in the book, she introduced me to a prayer movement called 40 Days for Life. And I started praying outside an abortion facility. And for the first time in my life, I sensed a spiritual warfare that I never sensed before. And it was a matter of life and death. But every now and then, individuals would choose life. They would change their mind. They wouldn't go through with the abortion. And so I started thinking, what if some of these individuals began sharing their story? And then they began talking to other people. I began getting invited to speak at universities. And I started talking about abortion and defending the unborn. And as I would do that, individuals would come up to me with tears in their eyes because they had, you know, had an abortion, or they took their girlfriend to Planned Parenthood. And I began thinking, I want to create a movement to allow individuals to share their story from all different perspectives, a pro-life book, but also that we would have, within the context of small groups and Sunday school classes, we would begin to talk about abortion, because it's one of those topics we just don't talk about within churches. And a lot of people say, well, it's so offensive, or it seems political, or it gets in the way of the gospel. But I say, no, this is a great, it is very hard to talk about, but it's a great way for us to extend the grace and forgiveness and the hope of the gospel by both giving answers, by looking to the Bible, and allowing individuals to share their story.
WeChooseLife.info for more information. So this is a book, and it's more, correct?
Correct, Jerry. I wanted to create a curriculum that has a teaching in which I would teach on apologetics. What I mean by that is to give a defense for why do we believe that abortion is morally wrong, and how do we answer the tough questions? What about, you know, someone says, well, what if someone is conceived in rape, or what if someone has a physical disability? I wanted to train Christians to know how to answer those very tough questions, but I also wanted to allow individuals to share their story. So with 34-minute teaching video that I have that's at WeChooseLife.info, I answer a lot of those tough questions, but I also allow individuals to share their story, like Ramona Trevino here in Sherman, Texas, who had walked away from the Lord, and she found herself working at the Planned Parenthood. Ooh. I share her story and how she returned to the Lord and found forgiveness and hope. I allow Melissa Oden to tell her story of surviving a failed abortion attempt. Ooh. And how she dealt with forgiveness and allowed her to share her story. And then Lila Rose, who was very courageous, who's gone undercover and exposed Planned Parenthood for the evils that they have done. And yet, so all of them share their story in this 34-minute teaching. I do apologetics. I train Christians of how do you answer the tough questions. And then with it, we have a curriculum that small group leaders, and you don't really have to be a leader. Anybody can do that. If they just go to WeChooseLife.info, they can download the free curriculum.
WeChooseLife.info.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, .info. It's not .com. It's .info. WeChooseLife.info. And they can download the curriculum, and it's for free. There's discussion questions. And I think that's really good in the context of small groups within churches, within home groups as well, college campuses. So groups like Students for Life of America are going through it because we talk about a lot of important things, but I ask listeners, when was the last time that we ever talked about abortion in our small groups or really went into detail to answer the tough questions? And so that's what I wanted to do, something for both men and women. And through this, a lot of people are being set free. And so that's what I wanted to do in addition to the book.
It seems as if a lot of the target audience and even some of those speaking in all this, you're basically trying to appeal to young people to get this message out, correct?
Well, it's both. I really do want to. I think, a lot of people have concerns about this young generation. There's concerns about the moral relativism. There's concerns about how so many of these, young people have embraced same-sex marriage. But with all the challenges, I see optimism with this young generation. When I was at the March for Life just recently, I looked up and I saw thousands and thousands of young people who are passionately pro-life. And I think there's several reasons for that. I think number one is every person born since 1973 is a survivor of Roe v. Wade.
Wow.
Legally, their mother could have aborted them.
Yeah.
And so many of these young people, they have brothers and sisters who were aborted, many of them. And so they're passionate to end abortion. Second, they have discovered the evil of who Planned Parenthood is by not only Lila Rose, but also David DeLayden.
Mm-hmm.
David DeLayden
used to work for Lila Rose.
He did, yeah.
He kind of learned the tricks and so forth, and now he's created that series of Planned Parenthood exposés about trafficking baby body parts.
Right, and yes, and so young people have gone on YouTube, and they, regardless of what Planned Parenthood has taught them in the public schools, they've gone on and to see how evil this organization is. That they're a leading abortion provider who has murdered over 300,000 children, and yet there's so many things like of statutory rape and so many forms of abuse that they've been caught undercover on video, and yet they're trying to cover up for it. And so I think that's another reason. It's that this young generation is so passionately pro-life. And I think a third reason is the technology tells us, through these 3D sonograms, tells us who the unborn are. We can see these babies get a thumbs up and smiling and leaping and so forth like that. And then there's all these individuals, young people like Kristen Hawkins, like David, like Lila, like Sean Carney and others. Sean Carney started, he's the co-founder of 40 Days for Life, a prayer movement that has seen over 10,000 babies saved. And you think about Joe Baker, who's in his early 30s, and when he was in his 20s, when he started Save the Storks. And so I see a lot of optimism. I see a lot of young people who are determined to see Planned Parenthood shut down and to really help women. And so there's 2,000 life-affirming pregnancy resource centers all across America that are helping these women. And a lot of the managers of these life-affirming pregnancy resource centers are women in their 20s. Now, we want elderly women as well. We want women in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s volunteering as well because they give a lot of wisdom as mothers and grandmothers. But I'm also excited that young women in their 20s and men in their 20s are leading the charge of the pro-life movement.
You know, it's interesting when you see Planned Parenthood and other groups marshaling forward celebrities. I had an abortion, and I'm so glad I did. People who have accomplished things. I had an abortion. If I didn't, I wouldn't have become a doctor. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Trying to get testimonials. But
right. It
is a true fact that there are many who've had abortions who never expected to feel guilty, and they did after the abortion. Now, the other side would say, well, that's because you religious people put a guilt trip on them. I would say, no, in the reality, this is still God's world. You reap what you sow. And when you take a human life, as happens in abortion, some of these women are definitely going to feel bad.
Jerry, you're exactly right. And that's why with We Choose Life, what I wanted to do with this teaching is to both allow the sharing of stories in which others feel conviction, but we also need to give answers to the tough questions. We need to ask ourselves,
rape, incest.
Is there something of a moral absolute?
Yeah.
You know, what does it mean to be human? And when we ask these questions, you know, the other side will start saying, well, you shouldn't be judgmental, or we start talking about women's rights. But wait a second, when you talk about rights, is this something that you're claiming that is objective? And if it is objective, then what's the grounding from that? Why should there be such a thing as rights? Because that's something that our founding fathers, they appealed to a creator.
Absolutely.
And that our rights are endowed by a creator. And so that's what we do in the video. We get into some of the details of that to answer and expose the contradictions are those people who claim the pro-choice position.
Do you deal with the issue of forgiveness for those who have had abortions?
Yes, we do. And because, you know, our churches and our communities and our home are filled with so many individuals who've had abortions. And one of the stories that there's so many that I really like, but one of them is Jules Green, who as a teenager, she got pregnant and she wanted to have a child. She read about, you know, the courageous young feminist who could raise the child, and she read books. She was convinced that she could do it. But it was everybody else who pressured her, the boyfriend, the parents, educators, they all pressured her to have an abortion. So she showed up to the abortion facility. In fact, she ran out. But you know what? She returned 2 days later. She went back to the abortion facility and went through with that abortion. And she dealt many years of the guilt and the shame. And to cover up for that, she started even becoming a pro-choice activist, marching for abortion, and then working in the abortion industry.
Wow.
And
this is like Carol Everett all over again.
Yes. And
how did she get changed? Short version.
A lot of these stories with Jules, she's the third chapter in the book. She had, like, a lot of times they're friends with one person, and one person comes along and they allow them to discover. And so part of the details, and I don't want to misquote it, but
well, the short version is she found Jesus Christ. Is that right?
She did, yes. And that was definitely part of it. She became a Christian, and she became convinced that it was morally wrong, and she quit her job. And, you know, I remember just a week ago at the March for Life, she stood up and she spoke and she gave her powerful testimony to thousands of people. And it was a testimony of life, and it was a testimony of hope. And so it's a message of forgiveness. He's been set free. And then there's men who've been set free. John Lineberger, his father was a pastor of a large church here in Dallas.
We've got 30 seconds left. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, and so anyway, John took his girlfriend to have an abortion as a high school student. He didn't want his pastor father to know about it, but he talks about later on returning to Jesus, finding forgiveness, finding hope, and now he's sharing that message with other people. And so there's all those stories of hope in We Choose Life.
Dave Sterrett, thanks so much for joining us. The website for more information is wechooselife.info. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Thanks again. God bless.
Jerry.
Thank you.